Mike Adams here with an emergency hurricane update. This is Wednesday, September 28th. It's just before noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. The hurricane, which has reached speeds of very nearly Category 5, it's still Category 4, it's approaching 155 miles per hour at the eye of the hurricane, is making landfall as I'm recording this, somewhere between Cape Coral and Northport, which is on the west coast of Florida. It's just south of Sarasota. So it's a highly populated area. It's north of Naples, south of Sarasota. Power is out along the entire west coast of Florida right now. I mean, it's just out all the way from the southern tip of the peninsula to, let's see, all the way up into Tampa. The power is out. So right now, people are, of course, very thrilled, very happy if they have backup, you know, battery devices, power generators, solar generators, anything like that. Everybody was getting them all fully charged, you know, in case of this. Been a lot of evacuations. Yesterday, I also urged people to evacuate because of the strength of this storm and the area that it's hitting. Our friends at the Satellite Phone Store, their offices are located in Sarasota. So I just spoke with Tina there. She mentioned that they evacuated yesterday. They loaded up all the equipment, you know, all the satellite phones, which they've also donated equipment to see firefighters and police departments all along the West Coast from Fort Myers to Tampa. So even this is fascinating. Even as the Satellite Phone Store is being hit by this, and their building was apparently only a couple of blocks from the ocean, so they're going to be flooded. Just completely flooded out, no power, but inundated with seawater. Even then, they were able to get equipment into the hands of firefighters and police throughout many, many cities on the west coast of Florida, and they're still able to get more gear out. So if you are listening to this and you're a first responder on the west coast of Florida, if you need to borrow a satellite phone or if you need bivy sticks for satellite-based text messaging, you can reach Tina at the Satellite Phone Store. Go to SAT123.com. Call, ask for Tina, tell them you're with law enforcement, you need gear, and she will get it to you because they are located in Florida and they're distributing gear right now, even as they themselves are evacuating this situation. So in addition to the now 15-foot storm surge that is expected, which I just can't even imagine having 15 feet of water rushing into your city or town or coastal community. That's just, it's unbelievable. On top of that, then, there's also as much as 24 inches of rain that's going to hit, depending on which side of the hurricane, you know, hits your community. You could get up to 2 feet of rain on top of the storm surge. And this storm is moving at a very slow ground speed, and it's now heading northeast across Florida. So it is going to rip through. It's even going to head up towards Orlando. It's going to cross the east coast of Florida, somewhere around Daytona Beach, maybe a little bit south of that. It's not clear. It's going to pick up more energy then from the Atlantic Ocean and then make landfall once again north of that. So this is a devastating pattern for this hurricane, and it is going to drop water and cause storm surges and power outages everywhere across Florida. So probably even right now, there aren't very many people in Florida listening to this podcast. If you are, you know, plan accordingly. Get out of the path of this storm and make sure you've got backup supplies for everything. You're going to be without power for quite some time. It could be a matter of weeks, in fact. I'm not sure yet what the situation is with, you know, recovery efforts after this sweeps through, but we're going to be in contact with folks there and also see if there's anything that we could do in terms of food response for people who are devastated by this. There's going to be a lot of relocation, a lot of refugees from this storm that are going to need assistance of some kind. But as of right now, the storm is just now striking, so we don't yet know the extent of this damage. Now, yesterday, Joe Biden said that because the storm is approaching, everybody should get vaccinated as quickly as possible, just proving once again that he's a brain-dead zombie. Folks, The last thing you want is having vaccine injuries and seizures and blood clots right in the middle of a freaking hurricane. This is, I mean, there's no time. There's no good time to get vaccinated with, you know, an mRNA injection that might kill you. And the worst time to do that would be right before a storm hits. So, you know, once again, Joe Biden wins the award for the least appropriate comment, or the worst timing award in the history of all timing. But folks, just remember, property can be rebuilt. You know, insurance coverage is out there. What's important is your safety, your lives, and the lives of people in your community. So evacuate, you know, heed the warnings, get out of the path of this thing. When you come back, do your best to help others around you so that we can rebuild from the extensive damage that is obviously going to be inflicted. This is not going to be a pretty situation, especially in this area. Punta Gorda, Englewood, Northport, Cape Coral is going to get hit very, very hard. It's going to be, for some area, some narrow strip there, it's going to be a total wipeout, like an atomic bomb. It's going to be quite bad, you know, without the radiation, obviously, but with the devastation. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on the situation and see what we can do after this to help people recover. Thank you for listening to this quick update. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also the founder of brighteon.com. God bless all Floridians, and may he provide safety and safe passage for all of those affected by this powerful Mother Nature disaster. It's what it is. It's been happening forever. And one of them is striking today. Nothing we can do about it but pray and then get out of the way and prepare to rebuild. Thank you for listening. God bless you.